One of America's favorite comedy teams of the 1940s was Abbott and Costello. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says their comedy routines were music to his ears. But on a new DVD compilation of the duo's first eight films, Lloyd found some good music by real musicians, too.
Bud Abbott and Lou Costello's best routines involved a kind of verbal music. In their classic Ode to Misunderstanding, Who's on First?, the names of baseball players are as intricately interwoven as a Bach fugue.
Mm-hmm. Look, all I'm trying to find out is what is the fella's name on first base.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let's straighten that out. What is on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. Now, we're not talking about...
How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
I mentioned his name.
Yes.
If I mentioned a third baseman's name, who did I say is on third?
Oh, no. Who's on first?
Never mind first. I want to know what's the fella's name on third base.
But what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third base again.
Well, I can't help
that. Let's you and I stay on third base. Don't go off.
Well, what is it you want to know?
Who is playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
Now, who am I putting on third base?
Yes, but we don't want him there.
You don't want who there?
No.
So what's the guy's name belongs there?
What belongs on second?
Who belongs on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
Who's on first was already so famous. Abbott and Costello did part of it in their very first film, One Night in the Tropics, a 1940 romantic comedy in which they didn't yet get top billing. But the musical use of language isn't the only music in their films. One Night in the Tropics actually has songs by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, who wrote A Fine Romance and The Way You Look Tonight for Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in Swing Time. This is one of my favorite obscure Kern songs, sung in the film by Peggy Moran. I had no idea it was written for an Abbott and Costello comedy.
Remind me not to find you so attractive. Remind me that the world is full of men. When I start to miss you, to touch your hand, to kiss you, remind me to count to ten.
The musicians who turned up most often in Abbott and Costello movies were the Andrews sisters. Patty, Maxine, and Laverne Andrews were icons of the 1940s, three sisters with instantly recognizable harmonies and a slippery sense of rhythm. They introduced one of their biggest hits in the Abbott and Costello army satire, Buck Privates, before Bette Midler was even born. The movie trailer calls them song-sational.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot.
The military was certainly on America's mind before we entered the war. The Selective Service Act was newly in place, and among Abbott and Costello's biggest hits were comedies about military life. Even the Andrews sisters' dance steps were often like a flipped-out military drill. And some of their most popular songs, like their revival of Harry Von Tilzer's I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time, which they also sang in Buck Privates, were about distant travel and separation. The most surprising song in an Abbott and Costello movie was not by the Andrews sisters, but by Ella Fitzgerald in her first feature film, a Western spoof from 1942 called Ride 'em Cowboy. The song itself, A Tisket a Tasket, her first number one record, has nothing much to do with the plot. I love Ella Fitzgerald from any period, but some of my favorite recordings of hers are among her earliest. before she became a dignified jazz artist, the first lady of song, she had a kind of pouty little girl cheekiness that I find irresistible.
Oh, gee, I wonder where my basket can be.
Sail away, sail away, sail away, sail away, sail away.
Sail away,
sail away, sail away, sail away. Sail away! Oh, why was I so careless with that basket of mine? That itty-bitty basket was the joy of mine. Basket, I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it cerise?
No, no, no. Just a little yellow basket.
Maybe because most Americans shared the same feelings about the world, it was a good time for comedy and popular music. When I was a kid watching Abbott and Costello movies on television, I resented the intrusion of music that interfered with the jokes and slowed down the story. Now I can't wait to listen to the great and even not so great tunes that more vividly than history books capture the flavor of wartime America.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new DVD, The Best of Abbott and Costello, Volume 1. I'm Terry Gross.